Writing is what I do. There is no reason for it, or none that I can think of beyond the obvious. It comes easily and quickly, earns me money, or has done in the past, anyway, suits my restless personality, and absolves me from the responsibility of explaining or justifying my dissolute lifestyle to those who disapprove. I write because I can. The form of that writing has been determined by my age and the impositions on my life. At 14, I decided to be a journalist. At 15, I had reviews in the NME, and despite leaving school at 16, was on the Guardian staff in my early 20s. News journalism remains my first love, but as a single parent, it is an unrequited love. There is little call for news reporters who are bound by school timetables. Therefore, I've branched out into comment and fiction, and a bit of teaching and lecturing. I explain it away as a portfolio career, and watch the big news stories breaking on TV with the quickening of an envious heart and my tongue hanging out. 2 years ago, a couple of friends formed a writers' group, of which I am the third member. Both lock themselves away for several hours a day, obsessing over each sentence. Every fortnight, we have a 30-minute debrief on the effort they've expended. They are serious writers. I write when conscience dictates. The 1,000 words I read aloud to them have often been knocked out an hour beforehand, the idea and the language developing organically. I remain a journalist to the bone, best able to work when a deadline looms. In terms of content, I'm happy writing anything. Emails, reports, letters of complaint. Give me a keyboard and I'll joyously string words together, irrespective of where or if they're seen. I'm not sure if I'm lucky to be so easily pleased or a poor saddo, but it does confirm I'm in the right job, if nothing else.